Chapter 13, Devotional 5. Do you have walk-on-water faith? No fear here. From Matthew 14, verses 26 through 29, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. I'm always drawn to Jesus and Peter's interaction in this passage. Jesus tells the disciples not to fear, and Peter responds, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus answers Peter with a single but powerful word, "Come." Without hesitation or further discussion, Peter obeys, puts his trust in Jesus, and steps out of the boat. His actions defied reason and natural laws. Peter walked on the water. Soon, he became distracted by the raging wind and waves and takes his eyes off Jesus. In that moment, Satan introduces fear, doubt, and unbelief, and Peter begins to sink. He cries out to Jesus, and Jesus grabs his hand and saves him. President Franklin D. Roosevelt exhibited great faith and reverence for God in his inaugural address on March 4, 1933. His speech contains a reference to fear that has been repeated often. He said, "This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper." So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. What is less known, or quoted as the last sentence of Roosevelt's speech, where he said, "In this dedication of a nation, we humbly ask the blessing of God. May he protect each and every one of us. May he guide me in the days to come." Child of God, I encourage you to model the thinking and behavior of Peter and President Roosevelt. Have faith and trust in God. Don't worry about logic, common sense, natural laws, or peer pressure. Refuse to allow fear, doubt, and unbelief to stop you. Remember, God is with you. Keep your eyes on Jesus and boldly step out of the boat. Exercise walk-on-water faith and expect a miracle. Lord, thank you for showing me the power of your word. Jesus, remove all fear, doubt, and unbelief from my heart and help me trust you at all times. Give me walk-on-water faith that I may boldly step out of the boat and come to you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.